And we're going to the phone line where Logan Boss is standing by. Logan is the public information officer for the Georgia Department of Public Health Northwest Health District. And he's going to give us a coronavirus update. How are you this morning, Logan?
Elizabeth, I'm doing wonderful, and I hope you and all your listeners are, and it will be so nice to see some sunshine today.
Oh, man, it sure will. It will most definitely be wonderful. I want to talk about the coronavirus situation locally in just a moment, but there is one question as far as the national situation is concerned. I know President Donald Trump said yesterday that this country may be back up and running by Easter. Do you think that is at all possible?
This is the United States, and most anything is possible. But personally, and this is my opinion, not that of the Georgia Department of Public Health, I think that's unlikely. But we hope for the best and plan for the worst in situations like this, don't we, Elizabeth?
Yep, I guess so. And certainly we do hope for the best.
but right now, and that would be wonderful. What a great Easter present that would be. But we will see. Right now, Elizabeth, we're still experiencing community spread of COVID-19 in Northwest Georgia, and we expect it to continue for the foreseeable future. Our 10-county Northwest Health District, which is home to about 6% of Georgia's population, currently has about 10% of the state total of COVID-19 cases. We expect to see more COVID-19 cases, and sadly, more deaths. Most of our cases so far are in five counties: Bartow, Floyd, Gordon, Paulding, and Polk. And many of those cases are related to that one group gathering at Bartow County or Cartersville Church that we've all heard about. Three of our counties, Dade, Harrelson, Walker, have no confirmed cases so far, but that may change. And people who are interested in following the increase in Georgia COVID-19 cases can find a case summary by county of residence. It's updated twice daily at 7 p.m. and also at noon on the Internet, the Georgia Department of Public Health website at dph.georgia.gov. Elizabeth, right now, here in Roman-Floyd County, our city and county leaders are helping guide people and encourage people to do those things we really need to be doing right now to still try and slow the spread of COVID-19, and that is discouraging gatherings of groups of more than 10, encouraging people to practice social distancing by putting at least 6 feet between ourselves and other people's. People avoiding close contact with people who are sick, staying at home if you're sick, and something we're all getting tired of hearing about, but it's one of the most important things we can do, and that's wash your hands frequently and thoroughly with soap and water. We are continuing to try and get more testing capability online. The increase in testing has led to this increase in cases. And we're currently focusing our testing on highest-risk individuals who are symptomatic. That is, they're showing signs of COVID-19, having COVID-19, which not all people who have the virus do, unfortunately. You just don't notice it all the time. But we're specifically focusing on adults age 60 or older, people who are caregivers for immune-compromised persons, first responders who are critical to our pandemic response, healthcare workers, patients with serious chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, and people who live or work in a congregate setting like an assisted living facility or a nursing home. We wish we had more testing capability. And let me make a quick distinction between testing capability. All we're doing is, and really what people are doing at hospitals, physicians' offices, and the test sites we've set up around 10 Northwest Georgia counties are collecting specimens that are then sent off either the Georgia Public Health Lab or a commercial lab to have the testing done and results determined. We're currently not providing the specimen collection for testing to the general community. I know a lot of people are eager to be tested right now, but we need to be mindful of our resources. We're all in this fight together. People who don't have symptoms of COVID-19 do not need to be tested. Additionally, Elizabeth, most people who are mildly or moderately ill with cold-like symptoms do not need to be tested. The majority of people with COVID-19 can safely recover at home with self-isolation and treatment of their symptoms.
Awesome. I got to ask you this, Logan, and I actually thought about it over the weekend, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget, because, you know, there's obviously been a lot of reference to previous world health issues. One thing I'm thinking of specific is H1N1, the swine flu back in 2009. I don't remember there being all these closures and shelter-in-place orders and all that kind of stuff back then as there are now. What's different about this as opposed to other outbreaks?
Well, there are a couple of things that are different. In 2009, when we were anticipating H1N1 or swine flu to turn into a pandemic and eventually engulf the U.S., which it actually did, we had more time to see it coming. If you'll recall, we spent a couple of months planning for swine flu. COVID-19 came on us a lot more suddenly, and the swine flu, the H1N1 swine flu, fortunately turned out to be, I hate to use the term mild anytime I'm talking about flu, but it turned out to be a less severe strain of flu than what we normally see with our typical seasonal flu season. So when the H1N1 swine flu pandemic, and it indeed was a pandemic, it spread globally, it was less severe than a seasonal flu. So a lot of, even though it killed hundreds of thousands of people and made a lot more people sick, it was not perceived to be, and indeed really wasn't, as serious as seasonal flu. So we didn't have the sudden onset of the pandemic, nor was it as severe a virus or a disease as COVID-19 has turned out to be. So those are the real differences between the two. But, Elizabeth, lots happened in several weeks, and we understand that people are a little shocked, a little surprised. People are fearful, and it's okay to be fearful, especially when you have a new scary disease like this. But we've all got a lot of work to do to keep this virus from spreading and infecting other people, and to slow the spread of this coronavirus, we still need to do the things that our government officials are encouraging us to do, to stay away from other people, practice social distancing. This is a good time to reconnect as much as you can, staying 6 feet away from people, with friends, family, and loved ones. And right now, Elizabeth, it is still critically important to take care of our older citizens, especially those who may be living alone at home. Check in on them, see if they need someone to run to the grocery store for them so they do not have to get out. It's critically important for our elder citizens, especially those 80 and older who might have other health issues, to not get out in public at this time.
Awesome. Logan Boss, the public information officer for the Georgia Department of Public Health, Northwest Health District, has been my guest this segment. Logan, thank you for all that you're doing in our community, and I hope that you have a great day today. Thanks for your time.
You too, and thanks for all you and our other news media partners are doing to help us stop this disease. Thank you, Elizabeth.